A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, May the 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing today's ruling by the country's constitutional court that dismissed an application to postpone general elections. But before we delve deep into this topic, let us take a look at the Saturday coronation of King Charles III and Queen Camilla. Hundreds of thousands of people lined the streets of London on Saturday to witness the coronation of Britain's King Charles III. In a ceremony filled with remarkable tradition and colorful pageantry and watched by millions around the world. Let's take a look at what happened.
It's a moment 7 decades in the making. Charles became heir to the British throne at the age of just 3. Now 74, his coronation marks a new chapter for an ancient institution. King Charles III and Queen Consort Camilla were taken by carriage from Buckingham Palace to Westminster Abbey. Hundreds of thousands of people lined the route of the procession, just as they had done 8 months ago for the funeral of Charles's mother, Queen Elizabeth II. A small number of anti-monarchy protesters briefly drowned out the cheers. Inside the Abbey, a congregation of more than 2,000 people, the royal family, kings and queens, presidents and prime ministers, and members of the public. Prince Harry, Charles's youngest son, attended alone amid continued strained relations. This was not a day for family drama, though, but for pomp and pageantry, deeply imbued with Christian faith. Some of the rituals remain unchanged over 1,000 years.
The coronation oath has stood for centuries and is enshrined in law. Are you willing to take the oath?
I am willing.
For the first time, female bishops took part in the service alongside leaders of other faiths. The Archbishop of Canterbury placed the crown upon Charles's head.
God save the King!
God save the King!
Gun salutes rang out across Britain. In a touching moment, Charles's son, Prince William, pledged his allegiance to the King.
I, William, Prince of Wales, pledge my loyalty to you, and faith and truth I will bear unto you, as your liege man of life and limb. So help me God.
Here in London and in cities, towns and villages across Britain, people have gathered together to watch this ancient and extraordinary ceremony. The rain may be falling, but people here are determined that spirits won't be dampened. Many felt they witnessed a part of history.
Once in a life, you know, it's magical. I mean, it's such an incredible event.
The King and Queen returned to Buckingham Palace in the gold state coach, built in 1762. Above a sea of British flags, the royal family gathered on the balcony to greet an adoring crowd. Charles and Camilla face undoubted challenges, keeping the monarchy relevant to modern British society, facing up to its role in Britain's often brutal colonial past. The King has voiced determination to take on those challenges, an evolving monarchy steeped in colourful tradition. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa was also invited to the coronation. But moving on, the Constitutional Court dismissed today an application lodged by opposition leader Douglas Monzora seeking to have the 2023 delimitation report compiled by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission nullified, arguing that it was done unconstitutionally and that the general elections be postponed. The same court also dismissed an application by prominent prominent Harare lawyer, Jeremiah Bamu, who wanted to appear as a friend of the courts challenging the MDCT leader's application. Mr. Bamu's lawyer, Advocate Wilbert Mandinde, had this to say after the ruling.
Jeremiah Bamu has been admitted as amicus, which basically is a friend of the court, upon his application to the court last week on Thursday. He was represented by Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum and Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who duly briefed the advocates, Terere Mafukidze and Akiva Saunyama, to appear on his behalf. This morning, the advocates were then called in by the Chief Justice and other judges, where it was held that the Bamu, having touted himself as an expert, basically was meant to appear himself and not to be legally represented. It was something which was a little bit strange for us because we believe that he had the right to legal representation, and in fact the lawyers appeared for him to seek his admission as an amicus. And it's something that was not made clear even when we appeared to make his application as amicus, that he would then be required to come in and argue on his own. And that even when we filed yet in terms of the directions we received when he was admitted last week, it was not actually then clarified that he needed to come in person himself to argue the matter, or that the heads of arguments should have been in his particular name. But that's the decision that the court has made. What it basically means is that the court seems to have come up to a conclusion that they've been going in the future.
We reached out to Mr. Monzora's lawyer and law professor at the University of Zimbabwe, Mr. Love Moore Maduku.
Shona, isn't the Magweta? I mirror of a Monzora named PC. Tangatiri mkoti darirati iro harisi kudau kunzwa nya edu vashiti manyori rataketa ni makumbiri ratetote vatinswe haasi uo madida wanga vashiti tino shirema keza yesu shirema kweta tuose yon doba sare kutu tashuizwa tisha entendra nesu avata ora isu shirema haasi tinoona kuti havana kutarisa nyaya ya tangata onza nyaya ya tangata onza ya maklainzi daina kutongwa nasi nyaya ndiye kuti chekutanga report ya kabudiswa ni Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ya kie delimitation haisi lipa mtema pe mbwe ule mtema ya kashata haisi tombori zilipa mtema izu zwa suna kutairu kwa nidari harina utara otisa wakati harina kama mpinda mnyaye then ime ndiye kuti izu zwa kubudisa report ya kadara waka chukora code zero ya maklainz edu wangonzo la president wa MDC ni MDC ya sheku iwa wa maklainz edu vane code zero ya kuti election mu Zimbabwe itwe paka chena ite ya inozi mchurungu free and fair hasuna kupinduru kwa ne constitutional court isu yango batiri la panya ya pae pekuti mapepa amaka nyora ne mata orira amadi amaita mchurungu anozi ma technicalities havana kupinda mnyaya wango tali sapanze pechi penyaya saka atina kuzika asipati ayo mno matisi pinda.
That there was Professor Love Moore Maduku, the lawyer representing Mr. Douglas Monzora. Mr. Maduku is also the leader of the opposition National Constitutional Assembly. Addressing reporters, Mr. Monzora himself said he was unhappy with the ruling by the Constitutional Court and his party will not rest until the delimitation report is rectified or removed.
Rarasanya yedu yekuti delimitation yakaitwa nezeki haisi pamutemo aina kuenda kunotarisa kuti zvii chaizvo chaita tichitaura yangoti iyo haina simba rekunzwa nyaya yedu semaunzira yataiita saka zviripo ndezvokuti isu hatiwirirani nemutongo waitwa neconstitutional court zviri pachena kuti waita political judgment vateerera mafaction emamwe mapato zviri pachena izvozvo saka isu seMDC hatisi kuzogumira ipapo hatisi kuzozorora kusvika delimitation report yakaitwa nezeki yabviswa kana kuti yaitwa revised saka tichakuzozivisa veruzhinji nezvatichaita sebato reMDC asi tiri kufara nebasa rabatwa nemagweta edu tiri kufara nerutsigiro rwatapiwa nenyika yese panyaya iyi so the struggle continues ticharamba tichirwisa kusvika zvinhu zvedu zvanaka.
That there was MDCT leader Mr. Douglas Monzora speaking at the Constitutional Court after losing his case. Let us now take a break. Please stay tuned and don't go away.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see. We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to address this issue, we are joined by our Skype guest, and also on the phone, we have Xavier Savare of ZANU-PF and Mr. David Siampondo of the CCC and Mr. Dan Moyo of MDCT. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you. Hi, Marvelous.
Hello. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvelous.
Yes, and I will start by, welcoming Mr. Moyo to the program. And I will start. My first question is directed at Mr. Moyo, who is part of the MDCT, the party led by Mr. Monzora. Were you surprised by the Concord ruling today, Mr. Moyo?
Well, I wasn't totally surprised because we knew that the politics was going to take place in that whole court case. Usually, of late, I don't agree with Monzora on a lot of things, mostly because of the hypocrisy he's exuding, where he's not allowing constitutionalism within the party, but he has the audacity to challenge the constitutional courts on constitutional matters. I think one should first see the log in the speck in their eye before they can see the log in someone else's eye. However, there are merits to his argument in that if ZAC failed to follow the constitutional tenets regarding the delimitation, it makes the whole exercise questionable. You start to ask yourself, why is it ZAC did not follow the Constitution in terms of how this delimitation process should have been conducted? And therefore, it leads questions to the validity of the election process itself. And we've had contested elections in Zimbabwe, which really is a problem on its own because it shows that our democracy is very weak. We don't have strong democratic institutions. And those are the things that bring disrepute to the elections that we see in Zimbabwe. So I think Mr. Monzora's approach to the courts to get this rectified was indeed a noble gesture so that we don't have contested elections. It's worse off for us to always come after the fact. We have always called for reforms in electoral reforms. And this to me was one of those situations where we had the opportunity to put the right reforms in place before going into elections. It's not going to help us to complain after the elections and say that ZANU-PF is rigged. We know they do rig, and this was one of those situations where we could have avoided that if, as Zimbabweans, we had united right from the time that report from ZEC was issued to Parliament. All parties, including ZANU-PF, did not like what they saw in that report. They complained about it soon after that. So we are surprised now that all of a sudden they've made a U-turn and they are happy now with the report.
Mm-hmm. And the case was dismissed on technical ground. Why do you think, your party exposed itself like that, Mr. Moyo? They had a team of renowned lawyers, including the leader of the party itself.
Well, it just shows that somebody didn't do their homework or understood the nature of the current constitutional court. You must remember that the head of that constitutional court, Judge Malava, was a point of controversy when he was allowed by ED to extend his term to way above the age limits that is constitutionally accepted for that role. People like Monzora, that's where they shoot themselves in the foot, because when that happened, they voted with ZANU-PF to let Malava extend his term. And now it's chickens coming home to roost, because that same Malava now is showing them the middle finger and saying, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and have these elections whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'll now turn to Mr. Siampondo of the Triple C. What is your take on this case, Mr. Siampondo?
Well, hello, Ms. Lassa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, so to us, it's actually a bag of mixed feelings. I will address it in two parts. The first part, I'm going to agree with Dan, that there are some pertinent points being raised in the application, where Triple C as a party, you find out that already we have communicated our stance in as far as the delimitation exercise is concerned. So the delimitation is fraught with some challenges and problems that we as a party more like suggested that we need a constant engagement so that we can work around some sticking issues on the delimitation report, and not necessarily to postpone elections. So where we do not agree is that the generality of the citizens is the move to postpone the elections.
Mm-hmm. We seem to have, unfortunately, your sound is not very clear, Mr. Siampondo, but I will switch over to Mr. Zavare of ZANU-PF. Mr. Zavare, before we move on to this constitutional court ruling, I will just ask you about the coronation. You had President Emmerson Mnangagwa there in the UK. How was he received? You know, because we know there were mixed feelings. There were some people who were saying they were calling members of parliament in parliament for him not to come. But we saw him there. What was the takeaway?
Well, I mean, the issue of those who were trying to have the president stopped from attending the coronation, I think it's pretty much in the past, the water under the bridge, not worth mentioning or talking or discussing about. It's just ignorance of the process. You can't stop a king or anyone to invite whoever they want to their event. In this instance, President Emmerson Mnangagwa was invited by the king through the British government, which is the internal processes of this country, and he chose to attend. So those who were petitioning MPs and from the House of Parliament or the House of Lords, I'm not sure what they were trying to do. They were just trying to, you know, as usual, kind of be a nuisance and try to make a name for themselves, but by wrong means altogether. What opposition activists from our country should know and should learn is that when a president is going out on international meetings or invitations, he must have all the support that we must give him. He's our chief diplomat. So domestic politics and international politics are completely two different things. Mm-hmm. And they should never be mixed up, as is often the case with the opposition.
Thank you so much. I think, you know, we've had enough on that one, but let's move back to our main topic of today.
Yeah.
What is your take on what came out of the courts today?
Well, in ZANU-PF, we are not worried about the outcome of the courts. We're concerned about preparing for elections that we know must be held constitutionally by the 26th of August, 2023. And I believe the opposition, being full of lawyers, they know what that means. The issues of ZEC and stuff, they've got nothing to do with us. And those who wish to challenge ZEC, it's up to them if they feel they've got good enough reasons. In this case, the court has said, no, you don't have it, good enough reasons. We're not worried about that. In ZANU-PF, we are concerned about how best we can prepare to win the harmonized general election when the president proclaims them. So we are concerned about giving enough support for our councillors, for our councillor candidates, for our National Assembly candidates, and the president himself. That is our concern. We are just waiting for elections to be conducted as is constitutionally required.
But your party, Mr. Zavare, was not happy with the delimitation report. So where do you think it stands now?
We gave our input to what was going on, like many other parties. Of course, we were not happy. But once it's decided, we accept whatever is decided and just play the match. In this instance, it's just getting involved in the electoral process, because we can't change the fact that we are required by our constitution to have elections by the 26th of August. So we are preparing for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I'm not sure if Mr. Siampondo, you're still on the line, whether we managed to get a clearer line from you. You still on the line?
Yes, marvelous. I'm still around.
Okay, the same question to you regarding the delimitation report. Your party was not happy with the report, so what says you now?
Right. So, as has been communicated by the party, we acknowledge the mistakes and challenges which is within the delimitation report. Mm-hmm. And we have also brought about our suggestions in terms of what needs to be done. But what I was addressing earlier on is the motives behind the application by the MDCT through Douglas Monjora to postpone the election. So the party position is we have to continuously work on issues on the delimitation report and not necessarily postpone the election. The elections should go ahead as scheduled, but there's supposed to be a working committee that is going to be inclusive of all political parties and all interested organizations to oversee a proper conduct of the elections, including delimitation of constituencies or electoral boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Let me take a caller who's called in. Makadi, a new caller. Mutukutawara ne mimuri kupi. Hello, caller. Caller, murukutinswa ere. Aha, ndani kunzwa tanga tina kola vanguwa chifona iyo varipa Zambia po tunokutendai vese varipa live feed yedu pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele ne VOA Studio 7 aiwa tunokutendai ino kutindi muno gara mchita say mchiti kocha zuva ne zuva. So I'll go back to you Mr. If you're still there, Mr. Dan Moyo, if you can say something in Ndebele, just your overall view on what happened today.
Sizwile ukubana i-court application ye-Monzora, well, I don't regard him njenge-MTCT ngoba akazange avotelwe ngabantu. But anyway, ilokhu njana i-application ka-Monzora eyokuchallenja i-ZEC, i-delimitation report ye-ZEC ilahlelwe ngaphandle i-constitutional court. Okutsho ukuthi ukhetho luzoqhubeka ngendlela Edesbele sikwazi ngalo ukuthi iconstitution yeZimbabwe ibingeke ivumele ukuthi ukhetho lupostponwe ngoba bekuzo create a constitutional crisis ngoba ifakat after August 26 upresident uyabe ngasekho legitimate la ngoba iconstitution ithi umbuso wakhe uphelela mhla ka 26. So sibona ukuthi udaba luka Douglas Munzura lobe luzokhoza i-constitutional crisis. Ngakho ke i-constitutional court ivele ingeke iziluvumele, kodwa izinto kade zikhuluma zibalulekile and ziqakathekile ngoba sihlala sisizwa abantu bekhala ukuthi ama-elections ethu arigiwe, but bakwenza after the fact. So I think ukuthi ngabe izinto lezi zikorrectwa ngaphambili yikho okungabe kungasiza ukwenzela ukuthi kusasa singakhali ngokuthi ama-election arigiwe. And udaba lolu lwe-delimitation lalo lufola under indaba yona le eyama-electoral reforms ngoba sifuna ukubona ama-electoral reforms a-inclusive for ama-Zimbabweans ukwenzela ukuthi ukhetho lwethu libe free and fair. Lathi sinje singaphandle njengama-diaspora siyayifuna ivoti yethu and sifuna le ma-electoral reforms ukuthi asikhangelele lathi ukubana ilungelo lethu lokuvota livunyelwe.
Aiwa, thank you very much. I understand. Tina Kola makadi yenyu pa Zambia po. Alo Kola. Ndofunga phone call ya Kola vari pa Zambia ndisikuzoti chichiri kuitika but tombodzoka kwa muri va Zavari. Muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamoyo mombotipo tones wakubva kuna vasiya mpondo ndirikunzwa kuti mafoni edu asikuita zvakanaka even vari paBritain apo namba dzavo dzadonha saka regai tiuye kwamuri vasiya mpondo kuti saka remangwana munoona rakamira sei tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino panyaya yeripoti iyi. Vasiya mpondo muripo here? Hello, David Siyampondo, are you still with us? Okay, I think he's no longer with us. So, Mr. Moyo, you're the only one on the line, and then also those that are streaming with us. Moyo, so you seem to be... Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay,
hello?
Mr. Xavier Zavare, mombo tipane rimirwa mai kutijamira zvakadai. Remangwa naraka mira same, but renyu ireza no PF, panyaya ye reporti.
Oh, isu chatiri kuita ndechekuti chakamirira maelections as I said earlier on sekutaura kwandaita panyu tiri bato rakarongeka, tiri bato riri organized rinoziva kuti zvido zvevanhu zvii. Saka izvozvi kutaura kuno kwatiri kuita tiri mushishi yekugadzira manifesto yedu yatichange tichiisa kuvanhu vezimbabwe, kuvana vezimbabwe kuti sei tichikodzera kupihwazve mamwe makore mashanu ekuti titungamirire nyika pamwe chete nekuti tigadzirise zvinoda kugadziriswa munyika. Sekuziva kwamunoita tine urongwa hwekuti nyika yedu yezimbabwe ive yakapfuma in upper middle income by 2030 yekuti munhu wese anenge aine ugaro hwakakwana hwakanaka. Tine urongwa hwatiri kuendera nafacta yedu nekugadzirisa dzirodhi, kuramba tichiwedzera zvipatara nekuramba tichiwedzera zvikoro zvinodzidzwa navana vedu nekuita zvakawanda kuvana vezimbabwe kuti nyika yedu ibudirire.
Aiwa, tinotenda vazavari. Regai tipewo vamwe mukana. I'm not sure if David Siyampondo is now with us. If not, Mr. Moyo, motipawo mazwi ekupeta chirongwa chedu, just give us your last words because time is not on our side, unfortunately.
Yeah, and for how long are you going to promise lies to the people of Zimbabwe? Every time that I talk about my elections, told no zautivanajukoro, my fees will be free and nothing happens. Saka, don't you think that you are making fools of Zimbabwe every time you promise a name, mofunga utivachakuvotera?
Thank you so much, Mr. Zavara. Unfortunately, I can't even give you a chance to respond because time is not on our side, unfortunately. I have thank you so much. That brings to the end our show. We'd like to thank our guests and, of course, you, our viewers and listeners. Signing off in Washington, I am Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying have a very good night.